All right, 5:06. We'll call the meeting to order. Do we reading of the minutes?
Yeah, you can start with approving the minutes.
All right, we want to approve the minutes.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right.
All in favor?
Favor.
I was
just helping you.
Anyone against? That came back to bite. What happened with that? Somebody was
you.
So
he's being a smart aleck.
All right. So, just to give a quick rundown, this the. Dresser Malecki, take a look at our finances. They're a third party. They basically, we're looking for them to help verify that our financial statements are accurate to the best of their knowledge. This is what they do. They assist us in checking and crafting our county financial statement. A large part of that is the management letter where they give recommendations. So what I'm attempting to do is follow through on these recommendations. Just because they recommend it as something they think we should look into doing or something they see a lot of other counties doing does not mean we necessarily agree. But the last 3 or 4 years have seen a lot of the same recommendations year to year. So I'd love to check a couple of these off. A couple of them are just formalizing into policy from procedure or updating a policy or amending a policy. And then hopefully Dresser and Malecki can be freed up to look into other parts of our financial process and statement. So I put basically everything that I've seen, we talked about it in the last audit committee meeting, everything that I've seen from their management letter, I've put onto the agenda today, even though a large portion of it is being dealt with by economic development, which three of the people on this committee are in, so we can speak to that, and Ways and Means, who the chair is here, and Hector and I are on that committee as well. So there he is. We just started.
I said it's going to be 10 minutes.
Huh? Oh, I didn't get it.
Did Natalie not tell you?
She said you'd be a little late. I don't know, but she did tell us that.
I know last year when we got the letter, we went through it bullet by bullet, and there were several of the items that were already taken care of, but I don't think it closed the loop. There was no like report back from Bert's group on the reconciliation of the bank policy and
sure.
Those things that were taken care of, and even Amber said she checked it and it was good, but we never formally got a response to that.
And some of it is, there's a difference, you know, we talked about this last time, between procedure and policy. Procedure really does not have to be followed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't necessarily know what it is, and it's hard to hold people accountable if you don't have it in a policy. And what Dresser Malecki is recommending is that some of these procedures become policy.
Formalize it.
Yes.
I thought we actually were doing that.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
And I can give an update, because what I did after becoming chair of Ways and Means, I think it was either February or March, I sat down with Bert. And we went through the Dresser and Malecki memo of September 2018, which addressed all these items. We were working closely with Alicia at the time, Randy, and CJ regarding bank reconciliations. And we actually have, at this juncture, prior to Alicia leaving, she had a policy in place that was being reviewed by finance. And we followed up with CJ, and he's going to follow up with you just to solidify that process and the procedures for the bank rec.
So I just received a response back a few minutes prior to this meeting, and it seems like most of that interdepartmental policy procedure, whatever you want to call it at this juncture, has been accepted. There are a few changes that I haven't been able to sit down with staff yet to go over, but it seems like that is working itself out.
Right. So they did a lot of work this year trying to resolve the outstanding issues. They had to do a lot of research to reconcile some of the things. So, I mean, the good news is I don't think it's going to be an issue going forward, and I think there's agreement, right?
To the best of my knowledge, we are reconciled through May. June will be completed at the end of this month, and the module is being used, apparently, to the best of our ability.
Okay. And so is there any other additional training required, or you guys are pretty much up to speed?
Unfortunately, as our staff is kind of shuffled, I do need to sit back down with Randy when he gets back.
Okay.
But there doesn't appear to be.
When you mention module, do you mean New World?
New World.
Because that was part of it, and I believe that that's now being utilized, at least in that way. That's something else that the management letter and the Benjamin Center had mentioned, that we weren't always, I think, getting all that we could out of New World. But
and in my course of my conversation with Bert, there were a number of things, like the journal entry documentation. There was also a decision support and dashboard called the Hub.
Yeah.
And all of those are going to be coming online. They just had an update in June. So my understanding is that's going to be part of a new rollout of procedures, and they're going to be current with all the modules that are, you know, that are now been updated in New World. So the New World came out with a whole new update.
This was the second one, but let's go ahead and finish off this one. I didn't necessarily think, and I was going to leave it up to you as the Chair of Ways and Means, the Comptroller's Office, and Finance to decide whether I didn't have this as something
a policy. I think it's a procedure.
Yeah.
Maybe
at the very least what we could get, maybe we could send a request off to Bert, is kind of where we were at the beginning of 17 and where we're at now, so that when we sit down with Dresher Malecki in a month or two, because this was on this minute, we'll say, this is where we're at on this now. Is this what you meant in your management letter? Perhaps that's another way of getting it off the management letter.
Well, I think they have a documented process.
Yeah,
so I think it's, let's just take their document and include that in the review with Drescher.
Okay.
Versus
so
having them do extra
that
work.
That way we've addressed it, though. That's the
yeah,
key.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's already been documented.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so bank reconciliation is done.
Right.
So let's start from the beginning. Revenue recognition policy, this is...
We did
the minutes. Thank you. And I did tell, and I'll say the same to you, if me or Natalie forget to do something, butt right in and tell me, because this is our, you know, kind of our second
main
rodeo.
Well, I'm way more discreet, I think.
You three have run committee. So revenue recognition policy, this is pretty basic. And this has a lot to do with the cutting off the books 60 days in. GFOA has a pretty basic description of how we're supposed to do it. GAAP. We were noted, if we want to put it that way, or caught, whatever, recording revenue outside after that 60-day point a couple of years ago, which is where this originally started coming up. When finance was pressed on it, that's when I think Dresher Malecki and the legislature realized we had a procedure, not a policy. I don't think there was anything that was off or out of the ordinary about what we had done with the budget. It was might have even been a mistake, maybe laziness, whatever. But this is something that is recommended. This is something that we memorialize as a policy. Mm-hmm. It's something that most other counties have as a policy. So I think Natalie Burt has sent us basically a finished product for us to take a quick look at.
So
it's more or less.
I summarized my conversation
GFOA.
With Burt.
Okay.
And that was the 60 days, unless there was... It depends on the fund size. If something comes in and based on the fund size, they will recognize the revenue in the prior year if it's outside the 6 days, if it's material. And the reason that they would do that is because the auditors, if they find it, they would do it anyways. But they would never do it past when it's audited, because then they'd have to issue new financial statements, things like that. I asked how frequently it happens. He said it's very, very rare, and it definitely isn't every year.
And did we run that by Dresher Malecki yet?
I emailed them. I haven't gotten
a
response yet.
Okay, let's see what they think. If they say that sounds normal and something that is in a lot of policies, then let's read through it. And if anyone has any issues, I would imagine we'd all be okay with it, and then we can make it a policy.
And it's just FYI, I had a conversation with Bert particularly the most recent conversation, it was around the tax calculations for IDA pilots. And the conversation was around the fact that with all the changes happening in government, there's a lot of things that are procedures today that are just ways of doing it. But with the unanticipated changes that sometimes happen, some of this stuff, I think, is better off in a policy so that, you know, so I think if we're going to do that, I think just getting agreement of what the policy and the framework of it, so.
Well, maybe, that's what I think we had agreed upon last meeting. Was
yeah.
Literally, I mean, because I...
But now
meeting,
we actually
meeting,
we have something
that.
From Bert on it. So that's what we, after that we talked about
Sorry.
It, Bert sent us
yeah.
the policy per se, and now this yeah. is the last step.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm saying, but because we had, and again, I apologize, Mr. Chair, I didn't know if you called on me or not. But,
no, I'm not,
but
more
I know,
of a Kevin Roberts.
Or me. But that said, you know, I think we wanted to make it as flexible as possible, but more importantly, to make it as, and I think even you had actually even said this, with regards to taking pretty much whatever it is that we do right now and just codifying it. So that way we're not trying to go and sort of force finance to sort of do something that they don't already do, and ensure that if that is in fact the best practice, that we're putting just pen to paper on what they already do. So I don't think this is especially controversial.
Mm-mm. Agreed.
Okay.
Do you think that'll be moved for next month?
I would be surprised if we couldn't pull it together by next month, but I don't
know. I would like to have
just
the conversation
assume,
with
wait
Drescher,
until the next
yeah.
audit committee meeting with Drescher Malecki
yeah.
and go
get,
through
get
it then.
A,
yeah.
get an
provided that we don't want to change anything, which I'd be shocked if we did. I
yeah.
don't foresee myself.
Unless there is something significant, in which case...
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if there
if
was.
Drescher Malecki comes yeah. back and says, we don't like that last bit, it should
yeah.
be. We do,
sure.
Then we'll have a discussion then.
Yeah, exactly.
Herb, did you? You're good?
I'm good.
Information Technology Disaster Recovery Plan. This is something that we did. We spent money on. We years ago, we had a, I think it was $40,000, in 2012. We had a firm come in, so we do have something to work off of. Mm-hmm. And we've done, I think the work's been done over the last couple of months because we were sent something on it, but this is something that Economic Development is actually handling, so we're kind of just...
I can give you an update on that
yeah,
as well.
Please do.
The Economic Development Committee has a copy, a redline copy of the policies. Since we're not policy experts, and
oh,
we
yeah.
had talked to Amtner Eisner when all of this was happening... Mm-hmm. Which kind of what precipitated getting an updated policy. Brian and I are having a conference call tomorrow morning with Eisner Amtner to just kind of go over the particulars of what we want from them in a review of the policy that we have from Jose and Alan. And to ensure that the elements that were in their report to us of way back when are captured in here, and just helping flag any things that we may want to reconsider or have conversation about before it gets finalized. So they're going to do a review of the policy. We're tomorrow going to meet with them to kind of go over the particulars.
And that brings us to cybersecurity is tied into that, correct?
Yes, there, it is.
And it's Eisner Amtner.
Yeah.
So that is, I don't think there's much there. I put it on there because it's in the management plan, and I just want to... It doesn't
keep it,
hurt
keep
to be...
Keep it front and center.
Yep.
No, it's important. Yeah.
And that's been one that is tough. I think we spoke about that, Lynn. We've tried to even look to other counties. Nobody puts it online. It's not an easy thing to even get a template for. So we are relying upon this Eisner.
And Eisner has the technology folks that can help. They were the ones that kind of framed what it should include, what it doesn't. Part of this is what the state proposes for IT policy, and so we're just want to ensure that all the things that we had talked about way back when are going to be included in here as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's Economic Development. Capital Asset Policy, Construction Work in Progress. This is another one that I thought we could, in the next month or two, check it off the list by having an actual policy. Or strike that, and I think we're going to end up amending the capital asset policy and putting construction work in progress into that policy. That's what was recommended, and I think Bert echoed that in an email to us saying basically it's
drafted
just
a policy.
Yeah. So this would be, it's an existing policy, so this
is
would
this,
be an amendment.
Is this in the OneDrive for this group, this piece?
Yes.
Yeah. So you all, everybody has
yeah.
it to take a look at in the OneDrive. Yeah.
I'll hand it back. I won't steal it.
Pardon me?
I won't steal it.
No, that's
and Herb, this is kind of in your wheelhouse, correct? In the private sector, you deal with this.
Yes.
And
so
this
have
is
you taken a look at this?
They've been supplying, I mean, over the years, it's a DPW committee. It's more of a procedure and a practice than it is a policy, which needs to be formalized. They give us an end-of-the-month report with all of our capital projects on it and dollars spent and all of those good things. So I think it's just something that needs to be formalized.
But we do have a capital asset policy.
Yes. But
we have
I'm
a practice.
Oh, we don't
practice.
Have a. We don't.
Exactly.
Oh, I was under the impression that we had a capital asset policy, and this was just. I was thinking we were just going to amend this construction in progress segment. I thought that. Let me. I have.
I don't
list.
Think this was ever construction in progress was ever in any kind of policy. Is that correct?
I thought it was. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe I.
And if it is, I think what their current practices needs to be melded with that.
Yeah,
but
it'll be
so
in
consistent.
A capital asset
I mean,
policy, which I
the only thing I can recollect though is our labor policies, though. I mean, in terms of you know ensuring that we've got that we've got
is there?
You know
resolution 107 at 2016 establish a new capital asset policy.
So we do have one. And it, that's what
and
I thought. It was just
what?
This would be an amendment
of 2016.
Okay, so can you get a copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, now what, and I might have that Bert's email here, where he mentions, basically, I mean, I think it was, he had echoed and kind of agreed that this is, what you're saying is fine, and I think what we would do is just add it to our capital asset policy.
That's what we specifically pointed out to, that didn't appear to address construction in progress.
Have you had a chance to review this?
The policy itself, no.
Okay,
the capital
the
asset.
This is from
Bert Goldneck. The capital asset policies adopted by the legislature could be amended to include CWIP as an additional asset category, with the procedures above formatted for consistency in the policies document.
And they thought that's what they were doing.
Yeah. So did we get anything? So maybe we should just send an email to Bert and say, just yeah, go ahead, give us what.
Right.
The wording that you think would work
okay.
to add to the policy, we'll give it to Dresser Malecki, see what they think, and then we'll throw an amendment up there. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought we had more from Bert on that besides this. Though that was the other one. We have two more and then one other thing to mention. But those were the two I thought we could – that were going to be kind of the low-hanging fruit to check off – revenue recognition and adding construction work in progress to the capital asset policy. So that's what I hope to have, that amendment and that policy, and those are two things that we've seen year after year after year on the management letter that we've finished. The next, so we'll get that back and hopefully we'll be really close with the two I just mentioned by the next meeting when we're in front of Treasurer Malecki. The second to last was debt management policy, which is again something that Lynn is running point on. And there were, I think we discussed, there were different approaches to this, debt per capita, debt to personal income, taxable property, what do we have and how do we want to do it? But I think you've been actively working on this.
Right. Well, and Bert said there is a policy in place, but I think the policy that had been set in place was set in place under the old administration. So it wasn't, with the charter change, I don't think they updated debt management, which is why he can't put his hands on it. So
was this the one that was in storage?
It could be. He's not sure. He's trying to dig it out. You know, may have been
physically.
Under an old treasurer. Yeah.
Literally.
Yes. Who knows? But what he said was they have general guidelines. And the word of caution that we've gotten from multiple places.
Even Drescher and Malecki, I think.
Yeah, is don't make it so restrictive. You need flexibility within your debt management plan. Right. So if we're going to do anything, they gave us the GFOA's recommendation for a debt policy, which I believe is also in OneDrive for folks, if you have any comment on. But we're also pulling from other... We're trying to get our hands on Dutchess. Dutchess, we don't have, but we have Sullivan's. That's on the drive. But we're trying to pull some together, and then our goal is to sit down with Bert and say, okay, what makes sense, and then get Drescher and Malecki involved, and then go from there. Probably you guys have an opinion on that as well, right?
But let me maybe poke around and see what other counties.
Okay.
Do some digging.
Pardon me?
Do some digging.
Do some digging. But yes, so we know this is something we'd like to get in play, but we still don't even have the old one that to even use for comparison stakes. So we're
we've never gotten it. We've been told it might be in storage. I know I had heard that.
Well, and Drescher and Malecki said they've been asking for it, and it never materializes. So it may not come to light. So we need to do something.
Well, even if it does, I mean, if it's lost, then it doesn't exist in my mind.
And that's the problem is that, you know, I mean, look, I mean, I get it. I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I mean, there's tons of stuff over at Iron Mountain, but like, for Christ's sakes, buried under the mountain, but it's a thing where, I mean, they have to produce it. It's not as if somehow...
Or we have to come up with one, because it was pre-charter. It's not electronic, obviously, at this point, or anything that we, on any drive that we can get to. So if we can't get our hands on it, no one can regurgitate it verbatim.
Did anybody actually know how far back this dated?
I don't... He didn't give me a date. I don't know.
If it's from the 90s, then absolutely there's no way that we can...
Yeah, well, it's from when there was a treasurer.
It was before that.
It was when there was a treasurer, right?
Yeah, but just
because in 1980 the boiler split and there was tons of records that got waterlogged and thrown away.
Sure, but I'm not saying like. I mean,
that would be something we're going to get much out of, anyways.
I mean, there are plenty of us who remember Lou Kirshner. I'm just saying,
it was just at least having a place to start. Yeah. What has been in place because they've been operating, you know, with. You know, in the spirit of a debt management policy, but without anything written down. And I think at this juncture, we really need to codify this and put it in writing and have some direction.
Oh, agreed.
So your next step oh, real quick, too, and we could have that conversation with Drescher and Malecki as well about to be a little more specific because they were somewhat generic. They didn't give us much. Didn't we? Isn't this what we reached out? Another thing we reached out to them about and we got
a
response.
Yeah, they just gave us
and some be careful kind of stuff. Well, they're the ones that are reminding us that we need this, so I was hoping to get a little more from them on this.
They did provide the GFOA standards and the guide for debt management. That's what they provided.
And we have at least one counties.
So what is it? I was going to say, can they even make a recommendation as to best practice?
Yeah.
Can they even make a recommendation as the best practice? Like, for
example,
Albany
County has... Well, yes, they say the best practice is GFOA. That's their recommendation to us. So maybe we need to pinpoint them. Can they look at a county of comparable size and come up with something?
Well, and structure. Would that mean
and
like,
structure,
so, I mean,
right.
So you're probably looking at another charter counties that, you know...
Right.
Well, Dutchess would probably be fairly...
Yeah, we can't get
Dutchess,
our hands
Westchester,
on Dutchess.
So what happens... Who
the
do
only
we ask?
Thing I got
what
my hands on was Dutchess, their ratings guide.
Okay.
So...
Do any municipalities do this? I mean, does the town of Ulster have one?
Probably not, but large municipalities like Albany might, of Albany. So
I wonder what... I tell you what.
Yeah, so we need to do a little more work on
about
this one.
Sometimes,
but it's not that. I mean, with regards to these types of things, basically, you need a certain... In essence, you actually need a certain like level of taxation that basically then requires a certain level of sophistication. Yeah. So I'm saying you have to deal with like a decent or comparable size county or even larger, or a municipality that's, again, comparable or larger. So hence, like, you know, you could look for Yonkers if you want to be, you know, really going into the weeds, you know, so to speak, or, you know...
Well, and I don't think it's a bad idea that even once we get some of the research done to have Drescher come back to us. And
so
say
then
what,
the next
what
step
would be
for
guide.
You and Ways and Means is if let's assume we don't get anything from Dutchess, we have one county to work off of at least. We have GFOA. Mm-hmm. We have Dresser Malecki coming in. Yeah. What are we going to be doing, not even just in here, but in Ways and Means, to make sure that when Dresser Malecki comes in here, we're further along than we are right now?
At a certain point, aren't you going to obviously run off of this list right here to kind of go?
I mean, short
the
of
things that we've already done.
Yeah, I mean,
and things we still need help with, right?
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we have some guide about debt management, but I don't know that any of us are experts and understand the nuances of the scope of what it should be or shouldn't be. That's why we'd be depending on a Dresser and Malecki to give us some opinion on. So they gave us GFOA, they gave us Sullivan Counties. We're trying to get Dutchess, but at the end of the day, what makes sense? And I want Bert's input in this as well.
Yeah. Because we really want to look at the bond ratings and things too, because we don't want to start fashioning ourselves after a county that's not doing
well. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're a AA now. Yeah. I think that's what a Dutchess is. So that's why we were thinking, let's look at what they're doing.
And who do we reach out to and don't get anything from? At Dutchess? The
who
clerk?
Well, we were trying to do it online, our own research. Did you reach out to someone in Dutchess?
I don't have anyone to reach out to.
Okay.
I can reach out to the controller's office.
Oh, that would be
try
great.
That, and
could
let's
you do that
and then Evan, can you if you don't, you know, within a couple of days, if you don't hear back or they tell you that you can't get it, please email Natalie,
like,
and then we'll have
policy.
Vicki email the clerk of the Dutchess Evan. County Legislature and see if she can pull it. At the very least, let's try to get the Dutchess.
Well, I mean, Schlegel works there; they'll get to us.
Yeah, Schlegel. That's right. I forgot he's there.
Oh, there you go. All right. Tell him to take a picture of it. Send it to us.
Exactly. but let's point though. I mean, you know, with regards to, you know, bond rating is an all encompassing thing. I mean, like that. You know, they're looking at our cash position, our budgets. You know, with regards to setting, you know, this particular policy with regards to debt management. I mean, you know, I just view that as being way more nuanced. And also, I mean, like right now, you know, look, we went from a position over, you know, 15 years ago in which we were, you know, in a much weaker, you know, position to now, to the point where we're in a significantly, you know, stronger position. Part of that, yes, is because you went and sold Golden Hill and dealt with not just the injection of cash, but also cutting out enormous liabilities in those, you know, in those situations. But, you know, like right now, we, you know, we haven't exactly needed this, but that's just why we need it, because going forward, who the hell knows, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but we've been talking about this for a while, so Bert knows this is something we're trying to get to.
Our current philosophy basically is don't spend up to our constitutional limit, which, by the way, our constitutional limit, I believe, is like $1.2
billion. So, yeah.
Say that again, by the way, $1.2 billion.
Wow.
Well, overall, but it doesn't take too many years of our
budget to get
there.
Yeah, let's
dial it back a little, just a little. $1.1 billion? Sold. Who brings that resolution up?
Not me.
All right, so we'll start with...
The streets we paved with gold. Mm-hmm. Gold.
Attempting to get Dutchess.
Yeah.
So hopefully... And then, hey, look, if we, would you say that... No, Putnam, who do we have?
We have Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Yeah.
So if we take Dutchess
again,
and we take
I'm
Sullivan,
not sure what
and they're the same thing, then
you know?
we might be onto something.
What's
that?
Rule,
do you know what Sullivan's rating?
Okay, just...
I don't know what the rating is.
Just say. Call a question.
Yeah, can we find out what Sullivan's rating? Can you find out?
It's probably not
rating.
Overly...
No.
Good.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't think so. No. That's why I thought...
Because they
well,
were...
You might get a little better after they team up with us.
You
with
never want to model after Sullivan.
But it's just another data point, really. I'm
I
not
mean,
modeling it.
I'm saying, but I'd be looking at Westchester only because even with the financial difficulties that they're actually having right now, mm-hmm. they are still...
Actually, why don't we quickly come up with two or three to ask for?
Well, right. I mean, Dutchess, Orange, Albany... Westchester. I mean that they're all region. They're all regional. They're all different. They're all different sizes.
Yeah.
They're all slightly
larger. Do they all
larger.
Have controllers?
I mean, no, not elected at least.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I mean, Sullivan's only 77,000 people.
Yeah. No, but they also operate under a different form of government, right? Yeah. Meaning they still have a treasurer.
So that's his point. That's, you know, I mean, yeah, the best one to look at if that's our only one.
Yeah. Yeah. They're comparable to what make we were.
So mm-hmm. Can you see what you can do to help us get these?
Natalie, can you make a note? Duchess, Westchester,
just, yeah,
Orange, and Albany. And
yeah.
So you're going to, you get Duchess. We'll reach out to the legislative clerk in Westchester, Orange, and Albany. Can you ask Vicki about sending an email? And we want a copy of their debt management policy. I think if we get two of the four, we'll be in much better shape than we're in with just Sullivan's. Anything else on debt management? Secession planning, org charts, and key positions. So I'll just remind
you
everyone.
Secession, right? Not secession.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a Freudian slip. Succession planning. So,
New Jersey.
Oh my goodness, the railroad. So, we had a much different. We had a couple of. The room was kind of split on just what we initially felt they meant by this. There was one side of the room that kind of felt we meant more or less freeing up. I'm just going over quickly last meeting, freeing up funds to be able to have your next department head be trained rather than coming on day one untrained. Another school of thought was kind of finding talent, I think, in the lower ranks, identifying talent.
Yeah, that was.
So
I know you two agreed.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you know,
no, we actually debated. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the two of us were the ones who actually.
No, I know. Herb and I were kind of similar to start with.
Yeah, we were on the same page.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, I viewed it as succession planning, and like that you're identifying. If I remember correctly, I was actually in the whole existing within the government in terms of identifying people that could go and be prepared to go and sort of step into another rung, so to speak. In essence, the whole concept of hiring within. It doesn't mean that you've gone and actually identified that person that they get the guaranteed job, but that it was that you've at least identified them as a possible person to go and step into the following, say, three or
which
four
which is easier
positions.
To do in the private sector. Yeah. I think that was similar to what...
So
it's a lot easier to do in a private sector because... you know, we're a municipality and we have civil service rules, and we can groom half the staff, and if they're not in the top three on the civil service list, we spend a lot of money training them, and they cannot get the position.
So typically, succession planning is at a leadership level, and it. It starts a little higher up in an organization. It's about, you know, key leadership group, managers that are managing, you know, key departments in the organization, that if you lose that institutional knowledge, you put the organization at risk. GFOA has a really good succession planning document, which I believe is also in the OneDrive, that we can take a look at. And it's really identifying key leadership roles in your organization and determining which ones. For example, there was a succession plan for Mike for the county executive, right? So, and there's a succession plan
for the comptroller.
Turned out to be the same plan.
Well, but again, but again, are there other key positions in the organization that really require
DSS, DPW would be.
Yeah, step back and say the institutional knowledge is critical for the ongoing operations.
And also, GOER has a whole leadership program just attuned
to develop,
for that.
Yes, to develop the skill sets required, mm-hmm. not just the institutional knowledge, but the leadership component, right? Yeah. So
and we could look to them.
Yeah. Well, and I think I read their succession planning document, and I thought it's a good one, and it's something we want to encourage because it's an operational issue, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that we can say, look, we want a leadership plan. We can set a policy that says we want a succession plan for key positions. Now, we can say, you define those key positions, but yeah. we want to plan, and we want to ensure that we have something in place should something
So that's where I was kind of heading with this, since this is really, there's parts of it, as far as a policy requiring it, is in our purview, which is, but that's where it ends. Certainly it being on our management letter is something that we should look into pushing for, but as far as the actual putting it together,
identifying is, the jobs, I really think it's an operational component.
That's the executive branch. So, but what we can, and I would like to ask for, is that list of key positions and org charts, which I know is something that you've talked about through Ways and Means. It's something I've talked about in Ways and Means for a year and a half. And perhaps sending off, perhaps I'll send off an email asking the executive to start compiling a list of key positions, and certainly to get organizational charts. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think organizational charts would basically be an email to department heads and offices asking for organizational charts. Mm-hmm. And within an hour or two, you could probably have them, certainly a week. We've been asking for years. So this is something I hope every other county, every town that has a decent-looking budget, Town of Ulster, Marlboro, New Paltz, look at their budgets. Duchess, Orange, right online. It's not just for us. It's not just for the departments themselves, which it is a valuable tool. It's for the people mm-hmm. that live there. You should have organizational charts. The fact that we don't really puts us in a group that I don't like being in. So perhaps I'll just request that. Maybe we'll see what we get back. I'll have to go through and figure out who to email. I guess I could just email the executive himself or his confidential secretary, Mark Ryder. Let's email Mark and ask for organizational charts. It's not something we expect to get tomorrow, even though it's something I think we could. But certainly by the next audit committee meeting, I'd love to have organizational charts and the start, or at least where they're at on key positions.
We had requested that as part of a budget process, so that when they're submitting budgets, I think that if we do that, I'm one for, and I'll just put it out there, I don't want to make work. Let's integrate it as part of a process that we're already going to be engaging, which I think would be beneficial. And I think that, you know, if anything, let's ask to include that in the budget process, so that as we're getting, you know, and we're going through that process, we're going to be going through that. So, and we've got a new county executive, a couple of new players, but not all. And maybe this is the way in which we get to it without creating make work.
A second request. I don't know if we're creating work. I think what you're saying is it's been asked for. But it's been asked for. I mean, and now we have
under an old administration.
When's the last time you had a conversation, or was it
under an old administration last year when we did the budget process and we asked for information up front, etc., and it didn't.
But has it been requested to the new executive?
Yes, we started that. We just started it the other day.
Oh, the other day.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Yeah, I mean, he's all for making things transparent. So. I'm not foreseeing that's going to be an unreasonable request going forward.
I mean, literally like 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And in the past, we were told.
So we'll give them until Friday, Jeff?
Give them until the end of the week.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the org charts, so I don't know.
I also said we're in a state of flux, and let's be reasonable, and, you know, and let's.
Like I said, but I think we all agree that organizational charts is something that we should have had for 15 years, and it's something that would only take an hour or two.
But you're putting the onus on a new organization that we're trying to work with to get information flowing in a different way, and I would just ask that. We think about that.
Sure. What I'm trying to get is an email sent from the executive's office to all departments and offices. Now, I guess we could. I should ask separately from the sheriff, the DA, and the comptroller's office for it, so we can send that email out. But what I'm trying to get is the executive send an email out to all the his entire umbrella to department heads saying, "Hey." I'm looking for organizational charts. That's all I'm trying to get. And if he hasn't sent that email yet, then I don't. At some point, it comes down to logistics. At some point, a couple of buttons need to be pushed, and then we get them. Because this is not something that's out
there. I'm going to assume he's already done that. He's coming into an existing organization, and just to be the executive, you want to know, okay, how does
this
work?
What's the lay of the land?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell you, though?
If he did do it, Herb, then he would certainly be happy to send it off.
There you go.
But if I may, I was on the transition team, and very few departments had org charts. Some of them we pieced together because the comptroller's office pieced together org charts as they're going into departments. I was lucky enough to get a copy of those, and that in some of the transition meetings, they didn't have their own org charts. I pulled out what I had. So it's not something that's a standard practice in the organization. If that's what we want going forward, that's where I think requesting that as part of a budget process, I think, is an important part of, you know, the ask.
I just worry that the same thing that's happened for 15 years is you request it as part of the budget process, then it's not in there, and then it's next year we'll get to it. I've already reiterated how easy this is, and that it's something that I think
this is the easiest task on the whole list.
That Herb said, if he's doing what he needs to be doing as an executive, he should already have this list. So maybe by bugging
him,
Ryan is on
the
wall with telephone numbers.
Thank you.
So when I got an issue on the bridge, I just look over and go, okay, I got
to
call Will. This is his number. And that's how you solve the issue.
Have at it.
Well, you know what? Let's wait a week. We'll continue the process. We'll see where the execs on it in Ways and Means. Maybe we'll ask Bert or Mark in Ways and Means again where they're at on that. I just want to ensure that what has happened for 15 years doesn't happen again, and we do something that really should be done.
I mean, to be honest with you, this is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This would be a perfect opportunity to work with
the
new exec together and come up with this, and that's a path going forward. You pick the low-hanging fruit so you get some momentum and get it done. I mean, really, that's the easiest thing on this whole list.
On the whole list.
It is.
Okay, so let's send off from the audit committee a really nice-sounding thing about org charts and maybe to start to compile a key positions list for this succession planning policy that we hope is going to be worked on, which is going to take some time. And
but it should include then other elected official departments because they're separate, so that you should.
So we are gonna. Oh, and the clerk. And we'll contact the clerk's office, the comptroller, the sheriff, and the DA, and we'll ask for org charts from them that we're gonna hopefully include in the budget this year, and post online for the Ulster County residents. The last thing, so that's it. Did anyone have anything else on succession planning?
Are you sure you want to talk about it more?
But what?
Are we sure we don't want to talk about it more?
The succession planning is brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and it goes down the line, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It was a joke. It was a joke. You got that?
That reminds me. Definitely. We said, and I won't say. So, couldn't make it clear.
Well, two things have transpired. Number one, Joe, I go and say Friday. Joe goes and says, oh, we can wait till like next week. And then that's number one. Number two, Joe just pulled back from saying something.
Yeah, and it was a funny one.
I know. I would have loved it.
So software utilization was something that was also mentioned. We did that. We talked about software utilization. Yeah. Oh, no, we kind of, we did touch on that. And that was something that was mentioned that has nothing to do with a policy necessarily. Okay,
well,
I had that in old business.
In the cybersecurity software policy, wouldn't it be appropriate
in
there?
No, but the software utilization, and I think you meant the full utilization of New World.
Oh, we touched upon it. I have it in my notes here, but we did.
Yes,
I didn't mention that.
There were modules we're not currently using that are part of a new upgrade.
A big part of that was BankRex.
And it's all
so
BankRex. It was journal entry documentation. In other words, all the backup paperwork should be accessible when you go online and you hit a number. There's a source where everything flutters out. Everything that tallies up to the number that you just looked at, all the backup documentation will be there. That's one of the new features that came out in this latest version, as well as a dashboard, some specific decisioning support dashboards that will give them insight and information.
We just got one with... We just got one of those, didn't we? Did you hear
well, no,
that?
We developed that separately. But,
oh.
but New World also does some.
Within New World.
New World also.
Oh, you
does.
Didn't use New World for that?
No, no. This was something else. The New World is really around any entry that goes in, and the financials. What we did were leading indicators for.
Oh yeah, I just yeah, you're right.
So that along with bank reconciliation now will be. People will be trained on those modules will be opened up for use in this new version of New World.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, can I join you?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, we'll have hopefully some of these departments and the executive branch will get back to us with something on org charts, the capital asset, adding construction to work in progress we're going to work on with Bert. And revenue recognition. Most of the other stuff was stuff that's being dealt with, but we'll keep touching upon it and getting updated from Ways and Means and Economic Development. As I get, hopefully we'll get the debt management policies from Dutchess, Westchester, Orange, and Albany. And pass, obviously, that'll go straight to Ways and Means, and you can keep going with that, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get any information, obviously everybody will get it. I'll send it off and... Hopefully we can mark off. I would love when we sit down with Dresser Malecki to tell him, you know, we expect to see other things on the management letter because we're paying them, and they seem to give us the same thing every year.
Well, no, but there was also the discussion previously in audit with regards to our feeling that we were not getting the attention that we deserved, and so I think part of that has to be us asking for things, but by the same token, them responding. So really, it's an asset that you should be taking and that we should be taking full advantage of now.
Yeah. All right, and they've been. How have they been, in your opinion, when you reach out to them so far, Dresser Malecki?
They've been pretty good.
Timely.
But pretty good or very good?
I haven't had to reach out to them too much, but Carl got back to me immediately when I asked how the audit was going.
All right, good.
And I've called a couple times, and they've been very responsive. So.
Good. Cool.
They knew they were on the ropes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, man.
Do you have anything, Laura?
Kathy? The customer is always right.
Thank you.
All right. So that's it. Then we.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Yeah. You know, I dispute this whole thing where Herbie gets to go and be the designated.
Always.
No.
It's secession planning.
Just because Wayne was the most senior member there, other than Richie.
And no, Wayne did it for years and years and years, it was part of the job.
It's not a different thing. Matter of fact, I want an investigation. Right, on that note, I second the motion to adjourn.
Adjourned.
All in favor.
All in favor.
All right. There you go. Opposed.